Oh, hello?
Hey, John here with Legal Intake. Who am I speaking to?
Got it. This is Oscar.
Hey, Oscar. I have a new claimant for a hair relaxer case,
Got
and
it.
her name is Latrice C. Hahn Snellings.
Okay, and then is her phone number the 404 number?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay, thank you. You can pass them on through.
All right, Miss Snellings, I have Oscar on the line for you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're
There
welcome.
we go. So, do you pronounce your name Latrice Cihon?
Latrician,
Latrice Cihon. Okay, got it. So, my name is Oscar on a recorded line. I was just following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
Please and thank you.
Yes, okay, let me see here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I have. I just spoke to the guy who transferred me to you.
Okay, so he's not an attorney. You have not gotten an attorney to assist you with the claim yet, correct?
No, I haven't. Correct.
Got it. Okay. Now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Have you used hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
I
You have? Were you ever diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
was.
I'm very sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was this?
Ovarian.
Ovarian cancer. Do you happen to know the subtype? If not, it's okay.
What do you mean the subtype? You throwing me off with that.
So there's different subcategories to ovarian cancer, but if you don't know, that's okay.
No, I don't.
No,
They was
okay.
not.
That's okay. Excuse me.
Are you talking about the BRCU1 and TIS2? That's
No,
all.
like for example, sometimes the different subtypes are like Brenner tumors or small cell sarcoma, sarcoma,
No,
stuff like that. But you don't know, right?
no.
Got it. Okay. Now I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, right?
It is.
It is. Okay. And then, do you remember when you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
When I got diagnosed with it.
Yes, with cancer.
Wait, baby, one second. Y'all sit down. I'm on the phone. I'm sorry. One second, baby. Let me set the
No, that's
fuse
okay.
down.
Take your
Fuse
time.
down. I'm on the phone. I can't hear. I'll be in there in one second. Okay, baby, I'm back. I was diagnosed in 2023 in
2023.
July.
Okay, July of 2023. Let me see here. 2023 of July. And only because I need to put a day on here, which do you remember the day? If not, just to the best of your knowledge.
July 19, I never forget it.
July 19th. Got it. Thank you for that. Let me see here. All right, you were diagnosed with cancer July 19 of 2023. Do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Stephanie Carmichael.
Did you say Stefan?
Stephanie
Oh,
Carmichael.
Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie.
Correct.
Okay, and then is Carmichael Carmichael?
Correct.
All right, let me see here. Do you remember the name of the hospital or the clinic where you were diagnosed was?
Emory Midtown.
What was it called?
Emory at Midtown.
Okay, let me see here. How do you spell that?
EMORY, Emory University Hospital at Midtown.
In Georgia?
Yes, EMORY.
Emory University?
Yes.
Emory University Hospital?
Yes, baby.
The hospital. Okay, Emory University Hospital. Midtown, you said, right? Emory University Hospital Midtown. That is in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Does this address sound right? 550 Peachtree Street?
Correct.
Got it. All right.
That's correct.
Okay. And then for the phone number for that hospital, let me know if this sounds about right. 404-686-4411. Sound about right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. So you were diagnosed last year in July in the state of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Let me see here. Atlanta, Georgia. That is a 2-year
Correct.
State. So 18 months. So that is 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. Okay. Yes, so it was in Georgia here. Do you currently live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee? I'm assuming no.
No, I live in Atlanta.
You live in Atlanta, right? Okay. Now, did you use a hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Well, let me ask
you. Said before? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
So you did use hair relaxer 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
I did.
You did? Okay. Let me see here. Okay. And then on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
About 8-9 times a year.
Okay, I'll just put 9 times a year. Like about every other month?
Yes.
Got it.
You know.
And then, are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
You are? Okay. And then, what is your date of birth, please?
12/9/76. Today is my birthday.
12/9/76? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and today is your birthday. Happy birthday there.
Thank you.
Any special plans for today? Are you going out for dinner with the family or anything?
Yes, I'm going to go to dinner now.
What was that?
I said I'm waiting to go right now. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm leaving out.
Got it. Okay, I'll try to make this quick. Okay, and then you were born on the year 76, right? 76?
Correct.
76. Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No? Okay. Do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers? If not, it's okay.
I mean, you know, I'm in the black community, so yeah, we do.
Do you want me to just put family?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put family. There we go. Now, I'm assuming the state that you used hair relaxer was in Georgia, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let me just look for Georgia there. Okay. Now, when did you start using hair relaxer, to the best of your knowledge?
Around 2014, I guess.
2014 was when you started using it. All right. 2014. Only because I need to put a month and a day. Which would you want me to put?
Okay, March.
Okay. And then for the day, what do you want me to put?
You could put March 4th.
Okay. So when you started using hair relaxer, I have March 4th of 2014.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
Around the 4th of July of 2023.
Okay, you said July 4th of 2023 was when you stopped using hair relaxer?
Yeah.
Okay, 7/4/23. Got it. Now, how often did you use these products? Was it like on a weekly basis, a monthly basis?
With the perm, the product, period.
Yes. So
I use all
the hair relaxer product. Was it used weekly, monthly, or just like 4 times a year?
About 8 times a year.
About 8 times a year?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just put monthly on that part, since the only things I have are weekly, monthly, and 4 times a year as options. Is it okay if I put monthly?
Yes.
All right, let me see here. Now, how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products?
That's about 9 years.
9 years? Okay. Let me see. Yeah, that adds up. 2014 to 2023, that's about 9 years. Did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Let me see here. So when it was done at home, where did you purchase the product? Like Target, Walmart, Sally's?
Walgreens,
okay. And then when it was done professionally, where was this done at? Like the salon name?
Well, it wasn't really a salon. It was one of my friends would do it. You know, somebody other than me was, you know, friends and family.
Got it. Okay, so when it was done at a salon, was this just like at a friend's house or did they have their own salon?
No, just at a friend's house.
Oh, okay, so most of it was done at home, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. It was done at home. Let me see here. Which brand name products have you used, if you remember?
Dark and Lovely. L'Oreal Paris.
Dark and Lovely and L'Oreal?
Yeah.
L'Oreal. Dark and Lovely. Got it. Was it just like a combination of both? Sometimes you would use one, sometimes you would use the other?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let me see here. And then what type of treatment did you receive, Latrice? Was this like chemo, radiation, pills?
I received chemo.
Chemotherapy?
Yeah.
Do you remember the date that you started receiving chemo?
I started my treatment in July.
You got treatment in July of what year?
2023.
And then just because I do need to put a day on here, which date do you want me to put?
You can put about the 3rd because I was, you know, got my, it's July, yeah, around 4th of July.
Got it. So just so you're aware of the dates here, you were diagnosed in, you told me July 19th with cancer, and then you stopped using hair relaxer chemicals July 4th.
I was diagnosing. I stopped using them in July, and I started. Once I stopped, I went right to the doctor because, you know, I had bad side effects.
Uh-huh. So you stopped July 4th. You were diagnosed July 7th, or July 19th. When did the treatment start?
I started the treatment immediately.
Was it that same day on the 19th, or was it the next day?
About I guess.
Or like a week later.
2 or 3 days later.
2 or 3 days later. Let's see. Okay. So about 2 or 3 days later after you were diagnosed lands us to around July 22nd, 2023. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then we're also going to ask for medical records. So if that's not the exact date, it's okay. We just need like a ballpark
Okay.
of everything. Do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you? Was it the same doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, my doctor treated me.
Okay, let me see. Let me just scroll all the way up. Dr. Stephanie Carmichael, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. I just got to copy and paste everything now. And then that address was the same address.
Yeah.
550 Peachtree Streets.
Correct.
Okay, and then for that phone number, I have 404-686-4411. Okay. Now, Latrice, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Female, okay, thank you for that. Now, your first name, just to make sure that I have it spelled correctly on here, is it LatriceSihon?
Yes.
Got it. And that's all just one word, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's Latrice Sihon?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a middle name?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay, and then last name, is it Snellings?
Yes, S-N-E-L-L-I-N-G-S.
S-N-E-L-L-I-N-G-S?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you for that. Do you have any suffixes in your name, like junior, the second, or the third, or none?
No.
No? Okay, and then what's your social, Latrice?
256-312-822.
Okay, let me just repeat it here. It's 256-312-822.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, we're almost done here. And then for your contact email, is it Latrice Sihones with an S at the end at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then for your phone number, I have it as 404-483-6779.
Correct.
Got it. All right. And then is this phone number a cell phone or a home phone?
A cell phone, but I can give you another contact number also if you need another.
No, that's fine. This cell phone is your primary phone number, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Do you prefer that we contact you by call, texting, or email?
Call and email.
Call and email. Okay. I can only pick one, so I'll put call, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then when is the best time to reach you? Is it mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Evenings,
okay. And then what is your primary contact address? Where are you now?
259 Rosser, R-O-S-S-E-R Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314.
Okay, I have 259 Rosser Street, Southwest, Atlanta.
Yes.
Georgia, 30314.
Yes, correct.
Okay, is this a house or apartment number?
Apartment B.
Apartment B as in boy, right?
Correct.
Okay, apartment B. Thank you for that. Let me see here. Now, do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, but I can get it.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, you don't have them, but you could provide them if we needed them, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, now, can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
Okay, let me see here. And then we do need an emergency contact on file. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
I can give you my son's name and number.
Did you say your aunt?
My son.
Oh, your son? Does he live with you?
I see him daily.
Okay, no. I just need to put on here whether he lives with you or he does not live with you. I'm assuming he doesn't.
Uh-uh.
Okay, and you said this is your son. What's his name?
Sebastian, Sebastian. Same last name.
Okay, Sebastian Snellings, right?
Yes.
And then just to make sure here, that's spelled Sebastian, Sebastian.
Correct.
Okay, and then what's his phone number?
678-463-9233.
Okay, so his phone number is 678-463-9233. Got it. All right, let me see here. All right, let me just make sure that everything is correct. Got it. It looks like we are done with the questions. Let me just review these documents with you before I send them over to you so you can sign them really quick so we can get your birthday started for the day.
Okay.
Let's see, almost done. We only need like 3 more minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see here. Okay. So, Latrice, your first name, it's spelled LatriceSnihon. Last name, Snellings, Snellings, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then I have here your street address, 259 Rosser Street Southwest. You said apartment B as in boy, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then your phone number is 404-483-6779.
Correct.
Okay, and then your email is Latrice Cihones with an S at the end at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, and then your date of birth, I have it as today, December 9th, 1976, correct?
Correct.
All right, and then your social, I have it as 256-31-2822.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, let me just make sure everything is. All right, I just have to review these files because sometimes computers, have their mistakes too. Okay, let me see here. Okay, so now go ahead and put me on speaker. I sent you these documents both via text and email. Go ahead and open up whichever one is faster for you. You're gonna see my full name on there. Oscar Rocha sent you a document.
Okay.
Okay. Once you receive it, go ahead and open up the message. You're going to see a link. Click on the link, and it's going to send you to a website called DocuSign. That's where you are going to electronically sign the documents.
Okay.
Let me know when you see a big yellow button that says start.
I see. I'll please review and act on this.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you see a big yellow button that says start.
I do.
Okay, go ahead and click start. Now, be on the lookout. You're going to see a box that tells you to draw your signature, and then there's another box that tells you to draw your initials. Make sure you know which one's which, okay?
Okay, draw your signature. Okay. Okay.
And then after that, you should just click on the rest of the boxes and it should automatically fill it in.
Okay.
And then just let me know.
Okay.
At the end, you'll see a big yellow button that says finish. And then once you click that, you'll be done.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Let me see. Oh, okay, you completed it.
Yes.
Got it. Let me just review this document with you just to make sure that all the signatures are correct here. Okay, I see one signature. Oh, I like your signature. It's nice. Let me see. Then I see. So, RS, perfect. Got it. Signature there. Got it. Okay, everything looks good here on my end. So I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to try to call you here in the next 3 to 4 days. It's very important that you pick up that call because they need to verify that this information is correct with you before they even start this whole process. So just be on the lookout for that call that you're going to receive in about 3 to 4 days. I will also text you my personal work number in case you have any questions or concerns or you don't get a call. The most I would give it is a week. If you don't get a call in a week, you can shoot me a text or shoot me a call and I'll see what's going on with your claim. Sounds good. But yeah, I'll text you my number in a couple of minutes here after this. That way you can reach out to me with any questions or concerns. And I'll also text you with the attorney's personal number. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, Latrice, I appreciate your time and thank you for letting me help you. I hope you have a good rest of your birthday. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. All right. Bye-bye. Happy birthday.
Bye-bye.